seconds in Eretz Hashem, but we're going to start again from Itmar, which is right across from Taisus of Shmuel, an Ayin Testament Aleph, which is 79a. Lots. Talked about this yesterday. Itmar. Kitcha via Baderach. He's not home. That's why it says Baderach. We really don't care where he's located. But we assume he did it Baderach because he doesn't know if his daughter developed Simani Bagrus. We went through this yesterday, that there are physical signs of Bagrus. But at the end of the day, she will become a Begeres regardless, whether she does or doesn't have those physical signs. Unlike Naras, that the physical signs are essential to her becoming a Nara, a Begad Bagrus does not require the physical signs. If she does develop the physical signs, she can become a Bagrus. Now, according to Rashi, even before the last day of the 6 months after Naras, according to Taisus and other Rishonim, it needs a minimum, or it's one day. It happens that day, sometime during the day, and if not, at the end of the day.
So you say it happens automatically?
Automatically.
Or does she never become...
Doesn't make a difference. If she's a Nara, Bagrus physical signs are not necessary to establish Bagrus. That's what I'm trying to say. Unlike Naras, if the girl does not develop Shneitzaris, she is not a Nara.
Therefore, the 6 months doesn't start?
The 6 months doesn't start.
Oh.
It starts the day she becomes a Nara. That's the day the 6 months start. Rashi learns, any time during the 6 months, she can become a Begeris. Taisus learns, she cannot become a Begeris till 6 months. Both agree that she can never go beyond 6 months after Naras. Physical signs are not ma'akev. They're not necessary. However, if she does develop certain physical signs on that day, according to Taisus, and according to Rashi even earlier, she can become a Begeris. So now, on the last day of the 6 months, her father did Kedushin in the morning, she did Kedushin in the evening, and she's a Begeris now. What do we say about the father's Kedushin? That's the question. Well, what do we say about her Kedushin? The Chazaka Mikara, the Chazaka of before, says she's a Nara. However, it's a weakened Chazaka Mikara, because it's Chazaka Hasuya Lishtanas. It's made to change that day. And any Chazaka that's made to change is not as strong as a Chazaka that's not made to change. And it did change. That's part of it. If it didn't change, it would be a Halbatzara. But it did change. And now we know she's a Begeris. Question was, when did it change? And Chazaka is weakened by the fact that it was apt to change. It wasn't like a sudden change. This is what happens to all girls on this day. They become Begeris. Either earlier in the day or later in the day. And therefore, that's a Chazaka Asuya Lishtanas, but she has a Cheskes Naras. That's the case over here. Question is, what do we paskin in this case? Yes, Doctor, you had a question?
No, no. From the way you were saying it initially, it sounds like a girl could become Begeris without becoming Nara, but what you clarified...
No, of course not, no.
...that becoming a Nara is a necessary precondition.
Correct, absolutely. That's not except for Islanus. An Islanus who doesn't become a Nara ever... at a certain age in life, depending on if she develops the money islandess or not, goes straight from being a Ktana to being a Begeris. There is no stage of Naras, because she doesn't go through that maturity stage. Her body goes from being a Ktana to being a Begeris. She never develops Shneitzaris. According to Gemara Yevamos, Gemara Yevamos lists the money islandess. At the age of 20 or 18, to Machloikas, she becomes an islandess. And an islandess, she's classified as an islandess. And an islandess is a Begeris right away. It's not; she's not a Nara at all. Anyway, back to the Gemara here. If my kitcha via Madera... Nothing. If my kitcha via Madera... And by the way, it's Simana before 12 years old. It's Machloikas, the last year, but we Paskin is nothing either. I mean, there is a Madera that says that when she's 11, Simana makes her a Gdala. But we Paskin... The Simanim only kick in the Simanim that develop at 12. The Simanim she had before don't count. So it's
and where's Shneitzaris only in
that's the Machlekes Rishayim, where the Shneitzaris have to be located. According to some Rishayim, it has to be Mokum Erva. According to the other Rishayim, it can be anywhere where children don't have hair and adults have hair. Honestly, don't know. Honestly, not negeya. Not negeya. What do we have to know when the girl says aris what? For kedushin, not getting married at 12 today anyway. For drabonos, we're saying mecha chazaka deraba. It says, I mean, she doesn't do, by the way, she's not a balas tefillah, she doesn't get an aliyah, she doesn't do haftaira, and she doesn't do zimun. All the things that mitzvah bachim do, she doesn't do anyway. So, mali hachama, she fasts anyway, yeah. What else, I mean, she chayim a mitzvah, she's been doing mitzvahs anyway. She might be chayim a deraisa. It's good to be careful, but that, it's really not negayah.
Here's one. What's the
big one? Right, okay. That only happens in Eretz Yisrael where girls, yeah. But there are women bank matzahs in America too, but they don't hire 12-year-old girls. It's child labor. Eretz Yisrael, each family bakes their own matzahs. They have their own little matzah, they bake their matzahs. So then the girl that have family might want to be mishtatev, and she's a katana, she can't do lishma. She ain't mitzvah matzah, yes, that is true. Imbach. Kitchav yim aderech v'kitchav v'biyir v'har yibigeres. Rav Amar he begaris lefenenu. Rav says she's a begaris. Ignores the father's kedushin because we go by the now. Because, and again, very important, the previous chazaka is weakened by the fact that it's asuya lehishtanayt. It's made to change. Shmuel Amar chashinu lekedushin shneim. Shmuel says we have to be chayshish that she's mekadeshes to both. Frank the Gemara Amos. When is this taking place? Ilayim abatayach shisha. Is it during the 6 months? Would Rav say she's a begaris and therefore assume she changed before the father's kedushin? Hashdu de bagra. It's not common that women should become begaris during the 6 months. So why should I assume it happened any earlier than we found it? It's not like it's apt to change. It's not hasuyu lishtanos during those 6 months. It's not meant to change during those 6 months. It can happen according to Rashi. But it can't happen. It doesn't usually happen, and therefore, go back to Chazaka Yikara, which says it happened the latest possible time. Elalach Hashisha. Teretz says it's after 6 months. V'hanei Shmuel Chashinu leKedushin Shneim. In that case, which we'll say we take both of them's Kedushin. V'amar Shmuel Meinaros Levan Moshishisha Kedushin Bovad. Didn't Shmuel say it can never go beyond 6 months? So obviously, if it's the day after 6 months, she was a Megaris already. This happened on the very day that the 6 months are up. Rav Amar Begaris Lefenedu B'dahashta Begaris B'tzafrin. Now, you Begaris? Rav says since she's a Begaris now, assume she was a, the morning of Begaris. And again, very, I stress it, I can't stress it enough, that it's because this chazak is asuya lehishtanos. It's made to change that day. That weakens the chazaka mikara. That says do not go by chazaka mikara. We usually do go by chazaka mikara, but this is made to change that day. Shmuel Amar Hashdu Daisa Simonim. Shmuel says it's still a suffix because even though it's made to change, it's still a suffix. We both of them are kedusha suffix. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, the kitchahi beir b'yayim b'yayim, and she made kedusha the same day. Barhi begeres, but kenu ladas im yatsim reshusav this kedusha al kedusha. We checked her. And that day, after her kedushin, we checked her, and we find she is a begaris. Her begaris lefenenu, the kedushel kedushin, the loy shalaviyah. She's mekudeshes to the one she married. Her father is null and void. Chadina the kedushin shneam, shema kishikitcha av nara haisa. Because it's very possible that the time the father made the kedushin, he was a nara, the kadma kedusha, and he would marry her off. Therefore, her marriage is invalid. Inayim b'tayach shisha chadashim shebein naris lebagrus. The beinan, damina, we say, ein bein naris lebagrus v'le shisha chadashim buvad. Kshaviyah simane naris, when she brings the simane of naris, ein eshoya liyaz begeres v'le shisha chadashim. She doesn't delay becoming a begeres. There is no delay. It's a six-month process. Now, here is Rashi's chiddush. Upa'amim, and there are times, she maris ligvar, she hurries to become a begaris, she cuts the 6 months off, she does it during the 6 months. How do I know? The sinameh simoneha nikarim bedadeha. The physical signs make themselves present in her breasts. This is all stages of the growth of her breast. and she reaches the stage of growth of her breast, that is Bagrus, that is a Simani Bagrus, not necessary, but would prove Bagrus according to Rashi at an earlier time. And that day, if she develops that simon, that would prove Bagrus. It's a different stage in the development of her breast. Now, of course, I mentioned yesterday, Tysus learns that there never can be Bagrus before the day of the 6 months. So according to Tysus, we're dealing with one day, impossible for her to become a Begaris before, and for sure will be a Begaris by the end of the day. The Nafkamina, what time in the day is if she develops those simanim? If not, she becomes a Begaris at the end of the day. The physical signs of Bagrus are not a necessity. In Amakiv, Bagrus is an automatic process that kicks in at the end of 6 months exactly. Point to anybody. It's an automatic process. The question is, can that automatic process be hurried? It's going to be an automatic process, according to everybody. It never extends beyond 6 months. Can people please mute themselves? It never goes beyond 6 months. The question is, please mute yourself. The question is, obviously, the first one. Are you muted, Mirabaki?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, she's not an islandess.
Mine, because of all women are not. She has Stesaris. She doesn't have Stesaris. She's not an Iris.
6 months automatically
should be something. After Naris.
Naris.
I'm sorry. You weren't here. I said it earlier. She cannot become a Begaris without becoming a Naira prior.
And she has 2 months.
A Naira has to have Stesaris, if not, she's not a Naira. Naira physical signs are Ma'akev. Bagrus is an automatic without physical signs. However, Rashi learns the physical signs can make her Begaris earlier. And Tysus learns, no, it cannot, but that day, those physical signs will make her Begaris earlier in the day. That's the difference. So again, going to Rashi, after 4 months, theoretically, she could become a Begaris if she develops those four signs. There's a lot of halachas that change at Bagrus, not in the Geas. Her father no longer has a right for Kedushin. He no longer has a right for her earnings. He can't be made for her Nedarim. All those rights that her father had in his daughter expire at Bagrus. According to Tysus, they expire after 6 months after Naris. When in that day it expires would depend on visible signs, if not it expires at the end of the day. Going to Rashi, it could expire earlier, but it never expires later. Yes, doctor.
This is a subject which confuses us greatly, especially since I know someone who's a Talmud Chacham who has a child with autoimmune alopecia. No hair,
I don't know what the halacha is. I think somebody asked me this question when you learned Kavamos, and I didn't know that either.
Yeah, because you can have a situation where you have...
Again, I understood your question. I understood it.
Bleeding and has no hair.
Again, I understood it. I don't know the halacha. I don't know. She's not an islander. She has children. She can have children. I mean, she's not an islander, obviously. But I don't know. What happened to this girl that cannot develop state Cyrus? I don't know. I said that. I don't know. Still don't know. Baham Arav HaBegaris Levenenu HaKol Aysim Shish HaKadosh and Becheskes Nairi Achinaka B'Simani Begrusa till we check her Simani Begrusa V'Chibotiru B'Panya. When we check her in the evening B'Shtaka Begaris, and this is during the 6 months, B'Yemen Etzafanami Begarisi, would we say maybe in the morning she was a Begaris? D'Mahashtu D'Bagra. It makes much more sense to say it happened now, because it's not apt to change that day. She's an automatic Begaris at the end of 6 months. The Chitema, now this is a girsa that Rashi does not have. But Rashi brings it down and says it's not necessary to have, but we'll explain it anyway. The Chitema, Batzer Hu Deleka Atveyikub. Maybe when it says 6 months, it means not less than 6 months, but it could be more. That's a girsa in the Gemara. That perhaps when it said that Bagrus is 6 months, it didn't mean that is the minimum, the maximum. That means it's the minimum. Maybe that's what it means. Says the word bavat only, which mashmi can't go beyond it. Some people had that as a gerus in the Gemara. Rashi says loy garas the mehechi teisik adayt lememrochi. Why would you think that ein bein baris lebagdos oshish chadashim means at least 6 months, but not more? Who's and then, but maybe more? Why would I think that? Mikamer ein bein baris lebagdos pokus mishish chadashim. Does it say it's not less than 6 months? So Rashi takes out the line. Not because the line is wrong, but because the line is not necessary. The Gemara would never entertain a Havamina that 6 months means 6 months at the minimum. Rashi says, why would you ever think that way? Especially Rashi, she did that it could be less than 6 months. But so all Rashi says is, there's no reason for that line in the Gemara. We would never have that Havamina, and we wouldn't have to answer it says, Bovad. Shishukadasha means no more than 6 months. That's Parsha Pshat, and I wouldn't have a Havamina differently. Now, you want to be put the Gersa back and explain it, so thanks. That's not the point. Rashi's saying it's an unnecessary Gersa, so he takes it out. Yes, Rabbi Cole.
The point traces, we said that without any changes, Shkia.
Everybody says that. Not only to equate the Tysus.
But Mashinkin, if you had certain simonim that happened, on that day, simanim are awry on certain things if it's you see it during that day, right?
Correct.
So, whatever the simon is, I'm not interested in that.
Oh, yeah, but glad she said what it was, yes.
I'm not interested, meaning if you have the simon, then I mean the simon is a simon. So why isn't the simon 4 days before that?
Okay, let me ask you a question. A girl develops stay Cyrus at 10. Is she a Naira? Now, man, you can ask a baruch all you want. I'll ask you a question. If a girl develops stage diarrhea at 9 or 10, is she a naira or not? Why not? Simon is a simon. It's a simon. You know, these simonim are not like your dates that you eat in Rosh Hashanah night. These simonim are rayas to a physical maturity, and they're not a raya unless there's an age accompanied to it. Same thing, whatever you'll say about the two hairs at 10, you'll say about this physical side at 12 and a quarter. Yes?
I mean, one thing, again, not really that direct, but breasts do not develop in a bed. Is it that, do any of the portion say that...
Is this Sugya Masechtas Nida? I did not look it up now. It talks about the size of a different... I honestly didn't even look it up, so I won't even comment what it means.
It's called Tanner's stage.
Okay, whatever it is, that's the stage that it becomes a Megaris. Now, obviously, it hits a certain point, like every other shear, it hits a certain point, and that's the point, not the second before, and not the second after. Just like 40 saw in a mikvah, and just like 12 in Shtei Cyrus is not the day before, all those halachas are exact. Now, exact what the shear is, I'm sure it's discussed there. I didn't even bother looking it up. Dr. Gemara Weiter. The Kod Rashi. We're still in Rashi. The Kodesh B'yayim the Meshlam Shiz.
One further question. Is it possible to understand within the bounds of memory and knowledge to say when it was noticed? Because this is an area which is generally covered.
What's with Shnei Taras?
Same with that. You know, someone has to inspect
the book. Rashi used the word she was inspected and found to be a bagrus after her kedusha.
That's very good. That's I would like to. We have this phenomenon elsewhere where there was something a state which was noted, and then the question says it
Columbus.
Does it exist?
Cheyenne. We went through this a million times. I'm saying the capital state.
Does it extend backwards, or is it
that's at
the time it's noted?
What? Again, no, it doesn't extend backwards. That's the Gemara Shaila. That's exactly what we're trying to figure out.
Right.
The cottage behind the Maslum Shis of Ibn Baker, this is the day that she becomes a Megaris. The Hashta Megaris, the Tabernami Megaris, Shakoyami Becheska Shatavi. This is the day that it makes sense that she developed those physical simanim. And we don't know what time she developed it. We have no idea. We know she has it now, and I'll give times, at 4:30 in the afternoon. We don't know whether she got it like when the father did Kedushin at 10:30 in the morning. We have no idea. We know she did Kedushin at 4. Her father did Kedushin at 10 a.m., 10:30. And now at 4:30, we check her, she's a Begaris. Now, Shkia is at 6:45. We know she's a Begaris. We don't know what her state was. I like the word state. We don't know what her state was at 10:30 in the morning.
You know capitals, man?
Yeah.
You do?
I used to, all 50. Vaitan. Dr. Gemara Vaitan. Ever the Dr. Gemara. So that's not like his Rav and Shmuel. Rav ignores the Chazaka Mi'ikara because it's a weak one, and Shmuel says it's a Suffolk. So my like is Rav and Shmuel. Vaitan. Dr. Gemara, Maishna Mi'mikva. This is a very similar case to a mikvah, the Tanya, the Tanan. Mikvah shenimdad v'nim tzuchasar. A mikvah that was measured and was found to be missing. That means, once upon a time, we measured it and it was 40 sub. We now measure it, and you can make up what time period it was in between, it makes no difference to me, and we find that it's 39 and 3/4 sub. That means, sometime, since last measurement to this measurement, it became a possible mikvah. We don't know when. Tzachakim yikara, that it was a kosher mikvah, and it's a chazaka asuya lihishtanos because of something called evaporation. So therefore, because of evaporation. So it is a chazaka that's made to change, it's apt to change. Exactly when, we don't know, but we know it changed by now, so it's exactly similar to our case. A chazaka mikara was a tendency, not a tendency, it's made to change, it's asuya lihishtanos. Takes time, but it's asuya lihishtanos. And now we found that it did change. What happens? Do we say it changed right now? Do we say it changed after we measured it? What is the halacha?
It would be a difference if it progressively gets less versus if you had a situation where, let's say, progressively gets more, but for whatever reason, it would probably be less anyway. Maybe a difference.
Well, we measured it to be full. So it's a kosher mikvah. Now we're measuring it, it's not a kosher mikvah.
What I'm saying is that if left, if it was never touched, it would progressively...
Yes, but if it's not a chazaka l'shiyah l'shtanas, nobody goes to chazaka d'hashta against chazaka mikara. I know, I was going to say, the other thing is that people use it, they take water along with them.
Or seepage.
Whatever it can be. Whatever it is, it's a l'shiyah l'shtanas, we'll leave it there. When I learned Masechtas Nida, we learned evaporation. You know what I mean? The Gemara uses the Lashon, little by little, I forgot the exact words in the Gemara. The Gemara uses a terminology that I learned meant evaporation, could be meant anything else. Again, it's not. We're not learning that Gemara now. Whatever it is, it's Asuya Lishtanas. Because if it weren't Asuya Lishtanas, we wouldn't be talking here. Mikvah Shadim Devinim Tuchasar. The Brisa says, yes, doctor.
I'm sorry. Do I remember correctly, or am I making it up, that if a mikvah is a leaky, maybe it's something?
Only if it's a nick or a tchila nikaris. It has to be something recognizably leaking. A slight leak that leaks out, that over 6 months it drops to half a saw, I doubt would be considered a tchila nikaris. But now we learned. Mikvah shenim debenim tzuchaser, kol taris shenasu agabav l'mefreya, all taris that were done retroactive, beimushus hayagim, beimushus harabim tumeis. Now this is a key word here. Because the rule is suffik tuma, unlike kedushin, suffik kedushin is a suffik and remains a suffik. Suffik tuma, we have what to do. We learn now in the Torah from Saita that whenever you have a suffik tuma in a private area, it's Tameh. Whenever you have it in a public area, it's Tahar. That's the halachas given that we know. We solve Safek Tumah. We don't solve it with knowledge. We solve it lahalacha, what to do. This Mishnah says, to Mishnah, that it's Tameh Vadai. We don't consider it a Safek. We are convinced that this is not a good mikvah retroactive. We don't even view it as a Safek. Because if we viewed it as a Safek, Mishusarabim would be Tahar. So the mikvah, the Mishnah is saying, no suffix here. This is the chazaka that changes. It changed. Therefore, assume it was pasul right away. Going back to the case of the girl. It's because after it changes, assume it changed a second after Netzach Hava. It's made to change. Assume it changed the beginning of the day. Just like we're assuming that the mikveh changed immediately after the last time we measured it. Now again, if you measured it at 60 sub, you wouldn't say that it dropped to 39 and a half that day. Obviously, it means you measured it at 40 sub. And the question is, when it changed, it's not a suffix, this Mishnah says. You go basakazak in the hashta, and you say it changed as early as possible, and therefore all things that were titled in it are tame. So why is this different? Why isn't that proof that we don't, that we go like Rav, that we say, Hari Begeres Lefenenu, ignore the father's kedushin. And for the Gemara, Shiny Hasam Dinkalame Mehem Tame Achatzkasoi, that's because over there, it's that with the chazaka, the hashta, there's another chazaka. And that chazaka says that the thing that was put into the mikvah was tameh. And the question is, did that change? That chazaka tells us that it remained tameh. So we have conflicting chazakas. Mikvah is kosher. It's a chazaka that it was remained kosher. The other side, we have an item that was tameh. And if you don't know, assume it remained tameh. Now, usually, that chazaka loses itself to the chazaka of the mikvah because you put it into the mikvah. So if the mikvah is kosher, it is no longer tameh. But over here, the mikvah now is not kosher. So the chazaka, the hashta, definitely weakened the chazaka, the mikara. To what extent? So given the fact that there is a cheskes tumah, Shmuel would agree that over there we say, forget about the chazaka of the mikvah. You have the cheskes tamei together with the chazaka of the hashta that the mikvah is chaser. Whereas here by the girl, there's no chazaka to tell us that she wasn't married. Because as I mentioned yesterday, she definitely is married. She either did it herself or her father did it. So that chazaka is out the window. So we don't know any. The only thing we have is the chazaka of the mikara versus the chazaka of the hashta. Shmuel says that's a suffix. So therefore, Shmuel says, don't bring me mikvah, because mikvah has a conflicting chazaka against the chazaka mikara. Normally, it doesn't count, because you're putting this item tameh into the mikvah. So therefore, the kasher and mikvah abolishes the tumah of the item. But when you have a doubt whether the mikvah is kasher, and you have a cheskes tumah, you go by the cheskes tumah. That's why over there we say, it's vadai tameh. Whereas here, you don't have an opposing chazaka. All you have is what she a naira, is she a begeres. That's the shaila. So therefore, Shmuel says that's a suffix.
But isn't the tamei keli, that's a byproduct of the chazaka. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
I'm not clear what I'm saying, but what I'm saying is that it's only because of the chazaka do we make the, if it's a tumah or not tumah.
Again, as I was very careful to try to answer your question. In a regular case, when you have a kosher and mikvah, and you don't know that it changed, and you have a keli that's tumah, and you don't know that it changed, the very fact that you inserted the keli into the mikvah says, the Kaylee's chazaka is not a player now. The mikvah's chazaka overrides the Kaylee's chazaka. The raya is, it went into the mikvah. And the mikvah has a cheskes kosher, so therefore the cheskes tumah of the person has been changed. It's no longer cheskes tumah. Whereas, in this case, the cheskes mikvah has been weakened. So now we have a cheskes tumah that did not necessarily lose itself. So it's an independent chazaka that we have to take into account. Because the bottom line is, the cheskes mikvah is a weaker chazaka, given the fact that we know it changed.
I was going to say, what I said is, you said it very nicely. It's not a player. That's what I was going to say. It's not a player in the. It's not a player now.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the word I use. But that's only when you know the mikvah has a chazaka that's unchanged, then the cheska of the tumah, the chazaka of the tumah is not a player.
Because it was a
vadai kosher mikvah.
If I go to Walmart and I buy spoons, I want to toil them. Are they vadai tumah?
They're not coming to begin with. It's a different halakha tefillah. But if you consume them from mikvah kasher, and it's not able to use, the raya is you're using it.
No, but in this case over here,
we found it kasher.
It's kasher.
Oh, okay.
So what makes a difference with
Tumah
or I'm using a
Goyish Kli
for
the
first time?
Yeah. Again, let's not confuse the issue. Tumah and using Goyish Kli are two different halachas. The bottom line is it has to go into a mikveh that's kosher.
Right, but it's not.
We're trying to determine whether this mikveh was kosher or not.
It's not Tumah by something
wrong. It's usher to use.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we've got two situations. We've got a girl who is a definite Lagera. We've got a Kli.
No, we got a mikvah that's a definite chaser. That's the analogous. That's the analogy.
Okay. And we've got a girl who is ready to become a Lagera.
Right. We have a mikvah that's ready to become chaser.
A mikvah which evaporates as all things do. Everybody watering cold evaporate. Maybe not that contentious. The difference between these two is
that there's a cheskes tumah on the kli that went into the esophic mikvah.
And there's a cheskes naris on the girl.
Again, that changed. That is for sure changed.
So since If the mikveh is a chaser, then the kli is tumah before and tumah after. Whereas if the girl is a bugger, she was nara before and the gear is after.
The girl is the mikveh. She was and changed. The tumah, we don't know, ever changed.
I hear. Okay, thank you.
Now, that's tied to this kasha. There is a cheskes pnuya. She was unmarried. Why doesn't that chazaka kick in and say, since she was unmarried, assume she's not married, just like you assume the keli is not tameh? Chazaka answers, because she's definitely married, either by herself or by her father.
It's also a predicate property, so I don't
understand. I have no idea what you meant.
Well, what did you say?
Predicate property is exactly the same as the keli being tameh.
You're wearing a jacket. That is a statement which is true. The fact whether the jacket is black or pink does not affect the basic state that you're wearing a jacket.
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
Predicate
property. I'm not interested in what predicate property is. I'm interested in how it affects our sugya.
Actually, predicate property show up all the time.
Again, if she was unmarried in the morning.
No, I hear what you say, but that depends, that's predicate on whether or not she's a
Begaris
or whether she's.
So is the Kaylee that's Tameh. But again.
As you said, the Kaylee is Tameh.
She is a not married girl. So Tyson's answer is no cheskes pnuya because it definitely changed. She either got married herself or she got married to her father. Don't think about it. Frank the Gemara, Hachanam, Arab, and Keres, Lufanecha, Hashtu the Bagra. Happened now. Hasam Nami, Hashtu the Chaser, Hasam Tartil the Reza, Hachachadil the Reza. There it's two negatives, meaning two things telling me it wasn't a good mikvah. The cheskes tami of the kli and the chazaka the hash to the mikvah. Here it's only whether she turned from a nara to a begeris. Rashi. Zog to Rashi. Agaba bekelim shehitu boy. The kelim that you tie with. Bein shubishu sayaka shesavik to matami boy. Bein shenazim shu sarabim shesavik to matar boy. The savik to is usually tar. Tomatoes, a lot of tomatoes. Savik. We don't view it as a savik. Elevadai. That means we say that we look at things as they are now. Again, this is apt to change that day. It's two things. The keli was tameh and the mikveh is chaser. Okay, got me kiddush av. Chadal lereisu. Deka hari begaris lufanenu. Av a bus loy mehem benishal chaskasa. You want to say she was a nara? You aimed the mashlum shlis lav cheskas bagrus with lav cheskas narasis. But that day the chazak is weakened. Shayyim yasu yelishtanas because it changes that day. Frekti Gemara from another case, similar case, and the Gemara is going to compare it again to our case. And then at the end of the day, the Gemara will say it's different. We'll see why. Frank the Gemara. Ushmul, Maishna, Michavius. Why is it different than the case of the Chavius? The Tanya. Hayibaydigas Achavius lahavrishalah truma v'haylach. What happened is, a guy has a bottle of wine. So he puts aside one barrel of wine, which he checks, and it's high quality wine. And he puts it away, then he's going to use that for truma on the rest of his wine. So let's say that barrel holds 10 gallons. So then he has other wine. And he says, the wine from this comes from those 10, in those 10 barrels, part of it is becoming truma. And as he makes more wine, he always uses these 10 gallons to use it as truma on the wine as he produces it, which is very good. Nothing wrong with that. He can be mafrish truma from this barrel. So if he has 25 barrels, he has to be mafrish. He has 40 barrels. He has 40 gallons. He has to be mafrish 1 gallon. He says 1 gallon out of those 10 becomes truma. Another 40 gallons, another gallon. Another 40 gallons, another gallon. Now what happened is he decided to check the quality of the wine and he finds that it's vinegar. And to be mafrish vinegar on wine, so machlekes tanoim, but this Gemara is going, that they're considered two different minim. And if you mafresh vinegar on wine, it's a non-truma. When did it turn into vinegar? When did this wine turn into vinegar? Makes a big difference. He's been mafresh truma in the last 6 months. Or let's say the last month. I'll go less time. And now the question is, he's been using it all month, and now he finds it's vinegar. Was it vinegar right after he checked it last? Was it vinegar right before he checked it now? What is the halacha? No. Breira has to do with how do you know which part became truma? Maybe. I'm not getting involved with that. It's not our sugya. So I invited his hachav is lahavish ala truma v'haylach. He was keeping on being mafresh truma. V'yachach nimtzis chaymetz. And then he checked it and he found it to be vinegar. Now the Mishnah says something which the Gemara has a machloikas in Masechtas Bava Basra. What it means. Now, let me explain this to the best of my ability. There's a machloikas in something called Recha Chamra V'Taima Chaimetz. Recha Chaimetz V'Taima Chamra. It's Recha Chaimetz V'Taima Chamra, I think. When wine changes from wine to vinegar, it's a three-day process. It first starts by... The first starts with the fragrance, the smell starting to turn sour. The wine is still wine. You can taste it. It's still wine. But it's beginning to smell vinegary. 3 days later, it's a three-day process. At the end of 3 days, the wine is vinegar. That's the metzias of the thing. That's what the Gemara says happens. I never checked it. I trust the Gemara impeccably. That's what happened those days. Now, there's a machlokes. You open up the barrel, and you find it to be vinegar. What?
Drink it.
You just drank it, and it smells, and it's vinegar. Right. So, and minimally, it has been smelling like vinegar for 3 days. That's minimally. So, therefore, according to one man, the Amar, it's already vinegar as soon as the smell changed. So you know for sure that the last 3 days have been vinegar. You know that for sure. Before that, you don't know. It might have started changing the minute after you checked the last time. The smell might have started going. And as soon as the smell starts going, according to this man, the Amar, it's no longer wine. And that takes 1 minute. The minute after you checked it, the smell might have started going. And as soon as the smell started going, it's vinegar. You don't know. You know now it's vinegar, and you know the last 3 days it's been vinegar. You know that for sure, because it's a 3-day process. And if it tastes like vinegar now, that means it's been vinegar for the last 3 days because of the smell. It takes 3 days to go from smell to taste. So if it's vinegar now, that means the last 3 days it smells like vinegar, so it's vinegar. So you know the last 3 days it's been vinegar, according to one Madiyama. And before that, you don't know. So from the minute you checked it last, till the last 3 days is a suffix. The last 3 days is not a suffix. That's way one Madiyama learns. The other Madiyama says, smelling like vinegar is not vinegar. Vinegar is when it tastes like vinegar. Therefore, that Madiyama says, the first 3 days, it was for sure not vinegar. Because you tasted it and smelled it, and it was wonderful. Then the process might have started, but during the process, it's still wine. That's what that Madiyama holds. So therefore, the first 3 days, you can rest assured, that's wine. After that, you have no idea. Even now, you don't know, it might have just changed a second ago, because smelling like vinegar is not vinegar. So there's a big machloikas amaroim. Wine that smells like vinegar and tastes like wine. Is that wine or is that vinegar? If you learn it's vinegar, so then you learn the Mishnah, kol gimul yamim vadai, means the last 3 days it's for sure vinegar. Mikan ve'elach, going back further than that, suffix, all the way back to last time you tasted it. So if you tasted it in olive shvatz, and then you retasted it in olive udder, the first 27 days of shvatz, it's a suffix. The last 3 days of shvatz, it's a vadai, vinegar. The other Madiyama says just the opposite. From olive through gimel shvatz, it's definitely wine, because it didn't change taste till gimel. From gimel to chaydish udder, it's a suffix. So there's two ways to learn this Mishnah. But everybody agrees that there's a huge time that it's a suffix. We don't know when it changed. It's chazak asui lishtanais. Wine changes into vinegar. This is the process of wine. It now is vinegar. So there's a chazak of the hashna that says it changed. There's a chazak of the mikar that says it changed as late as possible. You have, right? So the halacha is, kol gimul yamim vadai, mikar ve'elich suffix. That's the halacha.
Suffix is
the suffix, whether it's truma or not. Whether the thing he has is tevel.
You know, he didn't give it to
Ekdus.
He was a gabbai on behalf of.
He's his wine.
It's his wine.
He's being mafresh truma.
Once he's mafresh it, it's as if he gave it to Ekdus.
Not Ekdus. He has to give it to a kayan. But the item is not tevel anyway. That's two chiyuvim. One is to be mafresh. At that point, he can eat his, drink his wine. And one is to give it to a kayan. That has nothing to do with that. It's a separate halach.
That's what the
ayin
Rashi says.
That's the Mishnah saying it's asur lishtanis. They didn't have emulsifiers or whatever else they put into wine today to make sure it doesn't happen. What?
Sulfites.
They didn't do that. It changed. Wine turned into vinegar. That's what happened. That's really not, again, I don't know whether, I am not going to comment on things I don't know about. I try not to. And that's one of the things I don't know about. But the Rashi considers it, the Gemara considers the Chazak as really Thomas. Now, before we ask on Shmuel, we have to know Rabbi Nachavis a mikvah. It's exactly the same case as mikvah. Maishna the Hachavadai, Maishna the Hachasafik. Why, over there, by mikvah, do we say, it's Vadai Tamei? And here we don't say it's Vadai Tevel. We say it's a Suffolk. The same situation. Chazaka the Mikara versus the Chazaka the Hashta. And as the Gemara will explain later, there's the Chazaka of Tevel. But the other wine was Tevel. So again, it's the situation is similar to Mikvah, but the Halacha is different. By Mikvah we say it's 100% Tameh, even in Rishus HaRabim. And by Tevel we say it's a Suffolk. Why is it a Suffolk? To be Vadai. What difference does it make mikvah and tevel? It's the exact same situation. You can only take from it itself, right? You can't take from something else because it's a suffix. Shakti Gemara, Veramina Chavis HaMikvah. Maishna Dacha Vadai, Maishna Dacha Suffix. V'amara B'chanina, Misuria, Mantana Chavis, Rav Shimon Hi, they got a mikvah and I'm Yisrei Kibashah. And to answer that contradiction, we bring a Tana that says that mikvah is also suffix. And therefore, that Tana would say by tevel it's suffix, by mikvah it's suffix. And the Tana that says mikvah it's vadai would hold by tevel it's vadai. That's how we reconcile the two mishnas of tevel and mikvah. Now, we still haven't gotten to Shmuel yet. But let's first do the Rashi. So, Rashi, constantly checks the chavis like takmats. He left it to use it as a separator. When he's going to drink other 100 lugan, two lugan in that chavis is going to be truma this 100 lugan. We don't know when did it turn sour. The whole truma shesamach alav shechmitza like tikkay. The ksava yayin the chaymet shnei minam hay. This mishnah holds it's two different species. Not everybody agrees, but that's what this mishnah holds. Kol gimu yamim vada gesinan, but loy gesinan harishaynim. Doesn't say kol gimu yamim harishaynim in the mishnah. Amaroi pligi babababasra. This is a machoikas amaroi mebababasra. Ikal madam kol gimu harishaynim lach abdikas shabat kamatz yayin haribecheskes yayin vaday. There's one on the other that says that during the first 3 days it's for sure wine. Because again, as I explained, which Rashi's not going to bring in, it's because it definitely didn't taste like vinegar for another 3 days. The cold swallow, Shakalotramasa, Basabiyasa, Gimu Yama, Misukanamim. And the temple that he used this barrel for is considered fixed. The Kanvelach Suffolk, Babatruman Liyasa Luzarim, the Yaksabiyatrim. The vinegar is Truma because it might have been wine. They can't use it. You have to take truma again. The shemek marach mitzah, but it's a truma. Bigel amad ever called gimel yamim shalav say bedikas uachrayna. The last 3 days shabbat zochaymet tari becheskes vayin chaymet, because he holds as soon as this fragrance changes, it's already chaymet. The master buys the gimel yamim truma makamachay the truma for sure. Mutaris lazarim in miskanenu betivla. The lab of chaymet's gomer bepakas the gimel yamim, because it doesn't become chaymet. Gummer, less than 3 days, but it became chaymet 3 days ago. Zushinim says chaymet v'idu shloish yom mentioned this kalkula. Again, Rashi does not explain, but the Gemara in Baba Basra explains. There's a machloikas whether smelling like vinegar and tasting like wine is considered wine or vinegar. If you hold it's considered wine, then you have a 3 day for sure that it was wine. If you hold it's considered vinegar, then you know the last 3 days was vinegar. That's the machloikas how to learn the Mishnah. Mikam ve'eluch, begimu mefreya suffik, v'avitruma v'lesa luzarim v'yaksa v'yitrim. The question is, ma'ishnag abim mikvah d'mechazin l'gleim b'chasim mishar b'shayna sh'nechnua. We consider it vaday chaser as soon as we left it. B'ches k'shalom, sh'nechnua b'ches k'shalom, we left it complete. 20 kol tarish and asar agabav afile b'shus harabim t'meyas. Al malav suffiku. So we see it's not a suffik. The yib suffiku avalei l'meim b'shus harabim t'hiris. We should have said in Shusarab Mitzar. Right? We know at the beginning it was 40 sa. And we say from the moment afterwards, it's for sure chaser. We don't say it's definitely vinegar. And Reb Chanina answered that it's a machlokes tanoim. One tana holds. That when you have this situation, you say it's a suffix, and one Tana says it's a vadai. Now, we still haven't gotten to Shmuel yet. This is going to be a kash on Shmuel. We have to work it out till we get to Shmuel. But this is where we're holding now, and in Mirch Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow, and everybody should just have a wonderful day.